Hey, coffee friends, and happy new year. Welcome back to Mugside, the Opaka Coffee Podcast. I'm James. We are officially in 2026, and it's episode 13. Let's start with something simple. If you've ever brewed a coffee, taken a sip, and thought, this tastes weird, you're not alone. Most people assume that means they messed something up or that they just don't understand coffee. But in most cases, there's a very normal reason it tastes the way it does. In 2026, Mugside is focusing on exactly that, explaining what's actually happening in your cup in simple terms without making you feel like you need more gear, better technique, or a different personality to enjoy coffee. Fewer episodes, more clarity, less noise, more usefulness. Today's episode is about one of the most common reactions people have when coffee feels sharp instead of smooth, and how to make sense of that without overthinking it. And like always, Hope is here with me.
Hello, James. Hi, everyone. So happy and excited to be here. It's our first episode of 2026, and I can't wait to explore every single episode with you all. I hope this year you can feel a deeper connection with your coffee and explorations. Going back to what James was talking about, this comes up constantly. People will say, this coffee tastes too sharp, or it feels harsh, or I think I just don't like acidic coffee. And almost every time, there's hesitation after they say it, and like they're waiting to hear whether that reaction is allowed. What's important to understand is that these words aren't technical. People aren't trying to describe chemistry. They're describing how the coffee feels when they drink it. And a lot of people don't realize that those reactions are normal and not a sign that they're bad at coffee.
Before we go further, let's make sure we're using the same language, because words like sharp, bright, and smooth get used a lot, and they can mean different things to different people. When we use those words today, we're not talking about tasting notes or professional scoring. We're talking about simple sensations.
In my opinion, when we say a coffee feels bright, we mean it feels lively or quick. Sometimes fresh, sometimes a little crisp. When we say a coffee feels sharp, we mean that sensation is more intense or pointed. It might surprise you or feel like it hits all at once. And when we say a coffee feels smooth, we mean it feels rounded and gentle. The flavors come together instead of standing apart, and the cup feels easy to drink. None of these mean good or bad. They're just different ways coffee can feel.
When coffee feels sharp and you weren't expecting it, it's usually because of one of three things. First, the coffee itself. Some coffees are naturally bright, and that's just how they're grown. Second, the brew. If coffee is brewed too fast or unevenly, it can taste sharp, even if the coffee itself isn't. Third, and this one matters, preference. Sometimes the coffee is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. You just don't like that style. The mistake most people make is assuming all three of these mean failure. They don't.
Here's a simple rule that helps a lot of people. If a coffee tastes sharp and you want it to feel smoother, try adjusting the brew before you give up on the coffee. That might mean grinding a little coarser, using slightly more water, or slowing things down just a bit. You're not trying to fix the coffee. You're just seeing if the sharpness is coming from the brew. And if you make a small adjustment and it still feels sharp, that's not a problem. That's information. There's one reaction we haven't talked about yet that comes up just as often as sharpness, and that's bitterness. A lot of people taste bitterness and immediately assume something is wrong with the coffee, or that they just don't like coffee in general. And bitterness is tricky because it gets blamed for everything. People will say, this coffee is bitter, when what they really mean is that it's too strong, too dry, or just not balanced the way they expected.
What makes bitterness especially confusing is that it can come from a few very different places. Sometimes it's the roast, sometimes it's the brew, and sometimes it's just over-extraction, pulling too much out of the coffee too fast.
That's why we recently put together a blog post called Why Coffee Tastes Bitter and How to Fix It. Not to overwhelm people with technique, but to help them figure out what kind of bitterness they're actually tasting and what to try before giving up on a coffee.
Because just like sharpness, bitterness isn't automatically a flaw, it's a signal. And once you understand what's causing it, it's usually easier to adjust than people think. You can check our full guide on how to fix bitterness in coffee on our blog at opacacoffee.com.
If you've ever thought, I followed the recipe and it still tastes bitter, that guide is meant to help you make sense of that moment without needing new gear or perfect technique. Let's make this very real for a second. This usually shows up in everyday moments. You brew a coffee on a weekday morning, take a sip, and it tastes sharp or sour. You don't have time to troubleshoot, so you either dump it, drown it in milk, or just decide that coffee isn't your thing today. Or maybe you brew the same coffee 2 days in a row. Yesterday it was fine. Today it's unpleasant. Same bag, same method. And now you're confused because nothing obvious changed. And that's usually when people start blaming themselves. They assume they messed something up, or that they're inconsistent, or that they just don't get coffee. What's actually happening most of the time is much simpler. Small changes in grind, water, or timing that nobody talks about because they don't sound impressive. One thing that helps a lot is separating three sensations people often mix together: sharp, bitter, and sour. Sour usually feels thin and underdeveloped, almost like the coffee didn't finish brewing. Sharp feels more intense and pointed. It hits quickly and demands attention. Bitter feels drying and lingering, especially at the back of your mouth.
People often call all three bad, but they're caused by different things. And once you know which one you're tasting, you stop guessing and start adjusting more calmly. The most common reaction when coffee tastes off is to change everything at once. New grind, new ratio, new beans, maybe even a new brewer. The problem with that approach is you never learn what actually caused the issue.
That's why we always suggest changing one thing at a time. If you slow down the brew and it tastes better, you learned something. If it doesn't, you learned something else. Either way, you're not guessing anymore. This way of thinking, coffee, brew, or preference, is also how some brands approach roasting and releasing coffee. That's why we wanted to bring Samara, or Sam, into this episode. She's the founder of Opaca Coffee Roasters, and this exact question shows up in how Opaca chooses coffees and guides customers.
Thanks, Hope. I'm so excited to be here and can't wait to share with you, James, and everyone what Opaca Coffee is building in 2026. For anyone who's newer here, I want to ground what Opaca Coffee actually is, because it explains why this conversation matters to us. Opaca isn't built around trends or extremes. We're not trying to push people toward brighter, rare, or more impressive coffees just because they stand out. We focus on helping people understand what they enjoy and choose from that place. In 2026, that becomes even clearer. We'll be releasing micro-lot coffees, but only when they genuinely offer a distinct experience worth paying attention to. Not just because they're limited, we're also expanding our sensorial experience kits, including capsule collections that let people compare coffees easily without needing special equipment. This is also why we don't release coffees with vague descriptions. When someone buys from us and has a confusing experience, we want them to be able to trace it back to the coffee, the roast, or the brew, instead of feeling like they failed. Whether it's a micro lot, a capsule in a sensorial kit, or something tasted at a pop-up, the goal is always the same. Fewer surprises, more clarity. And we're showing up in person more through pop-up events here in Orlando, Florida, so people can actually taste Opaca coffees intentionally, side by side, ask questions, and realize very quickly that preference isn't something you earn, it's something you notice. At the center of all of this is how we roast. We roast with purpose. Not to force a coffee into a profile, but to reveal what's already there and decide whether that coffee is meant to feel smooth and grounding or bright and expressive.
That is great. You know, what stands out to me and what I like about Opaca is that this isn't about telling people what to like. It's about helping them stop second-guessing themselves.
Exactly. You said everything, James. When people understand why something tastes the way it does, they relax. They stop chasing answers and start noticing patterns. And that's when coffee becomes easier, not more complicated.
So let's be very clear. If you prefer smooth coffees, you're not behind. You're not missing a step. And you're not supposed to work your way up to sharper coffees someday. Some people enjoy brightness. Others enjoy comfort. Neither one is better.
If this episode helped you make sense of something you've been tasting, we've put together a guide that walks through these ideas in a simple way. You'll find it linked where you're listening, or you can check it out on our blog at opacacoffee.com.
And we'll leave you with one question to think about next time you drink coffee. When it feels too much, what do you notice first? Sharpness, bitterness, or dryness? That answer tells you more than you think.
Thanks for being here with us. Here's to a year of coffee that feels easier, no more complicated.
Until next time, keep sipping.